You're listening to Tech Guy. My name's Oscar.
Before we start this episode, I want to apologize for not releasing this episode a day before it was originally scheduled. I had a sore throat and I could not speak very well, so I hope that you forgive me for this postponement of the episode to Monday. In this episode, we're going to be talking about buying computers and computer buying, and what computers will fit you, and if they're overpriced, how do you figure yourself out? This topic was fueled from a voice message from this listener.
Hey Oscar, just wanted to let you know that I love your podcast and to ask you, I'm looking into buying a computer and I was wondering, what should I buy? Because there are so many different brands and products, I just don't know which one to pick. If you could help me out with that, thanks.
That was Aqua Peralta. She is a podcaster and she has the podcast Perfectly Positive. You can listen to that on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We thought that was a pretty interesting topic, so we checked it out. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Another thing you might want to think about when podcasting is RAM, which is short for Random Access Memory. It's the amount of data that a computer can hold in its memory for processing at once. So basically, if you want a high amount of RAM, your computer will be able to process more at once than if you have a lower amount of RAM. If you want to become a professional podcaster or a podcaster that makes money, then you probably want about 16 gigabytes of RAM. But for amateur podcasters like myself, I would want about 8 gigabytes of RAM. But honestly, that sums it up to basically, you could have anything from a Chromebook all the way to a MacBook Pro, Chromebook being a minimum of $200 and a MacBook Pro being about $2,000. So it's really a huge range for especially podcasting in general, but we're going to also look at some other things. We've thought about podcasting laptops or laptops for podcasting. Now let's think about laptops for gaming laptops. Those will be a lot more expensive and they'll have to be a lot more high end in order to process all the things that you need to process when you're gaming. For example, if you're processing a higher-end game that has more pixels or is three-dimensional instead of a two-dimensional game, you're going to need more stuff than you would if you were playing a two-dimensional game. So it's good to keep in mind what you're doing with this computer, as I said at the beginning of the episode, when you're buying it. Okay. So as I said, they're very pricey, and you're going to want a higher CPU, which is the central processing unit, it basically acts as the brain of the computer. It, I guess, helps make smart decisions and do things faster. So you want high RAM, a high CPU, a high graphical processing unit, and which is also called a GPU, and a lot of storage as well. So I'd say getting an Intel Core i5, and Intel is very good for gaming, at the least, but then getting an Intel Core i9, those are also very, very good. Not many gaming laptops that they sell have them. I would suggest a NVIDIA RTX, but those are very, very pricey. The most pricey ones can be into the $1,000 range. And RAM, 8 gigabytes of RAM is good for working, but for gaming, I would suggest something from 16 or 32 gigabytes of RAM. This makes for a very pricey computer, something between $1,500 and maybe up to $4,000 if you want a very, very high-end computer. That's crazy. So, and we can suggest some computers that you can buy for that in a second. The Acer Nitro 5 is probably the cheapest reasonable price gaming laptop at $750, which is still quite pricey. Then you have the Asus TUF Gaming. Those are very, very good laptops. They're reasonably priced as well. Somewhere between $800 and maybe $1,500. So the MSI, though, those are the priciest ones in the market. They don't regularly go under $1,000. So if you're looking for very high-end stuff, also with very cool-looking show-off-to-friends gaming supplies, then you might want an MSI laptop. It honestly depends on what you think. It depends on you. Work laptops are expensive laptops for work. They can go from $900 to $2,000 from Microsoft Surface, which is about $1,000, to the MacBook Pro, which is $2,000. Those are all good for video editing and running multiple softwares at once. Those are all good laptops for you to use for your work, and those are some of the most common laptops seen at work. If you have any questions about this episode or any episodes before it on the podcast Tech Eye, you can go to anchor.fm/TechEye, and then you'll be able to hear whatever you want on the show by putting in a voice message. Have an awesome day, and I hope to see you in the next one.